Good morning, Joshua. This is Brother Michael. I just saw your email, and it sounds like you've been on the right path, and you're still finding yourself defeated and discouraged. Welcome to what it means to be a true Christian, Joshua. The righteous man falls many times, but the Lord will lift him up. The Lord will allow a righteous man to have many troubles, but the Lord will deliver him out of them all. And you have got to become aware of your absolute weakness, pathetic, rebellious, sinful nature. And there is no doubt in my mind that through what you're going through right now, the Lord is working into you a deeper desire and a deeper appreciation of his salvation and of the need of his grace. My friend, it truly does for most of us. It takes years of fighting and struggling against the flesh and having it have power over us many times before we can really come to that place where we have had an encounter with Jesus Christ. We are never the same. We are not going back. Even then, we can still make mistakes and stumble. I've done it. I've talked openly about this, but you can no longer live in it. But I have seen, you know, you're a young person, 20 years old, you're young. And there's a lot to learn in this life, a lot to experience. And, you know, the Lord is working not just for you to become a good Christian. He's looking to work the knowledge of salvation and of his grace deep into your heart. And there's no way that you can really appreciate the depth and the riches and the glory of Jesus Christ and of his work and of his grace and of his forgiveness and of his mercy until you have walked in failure upon failure, sin upon sin, rebellion upon rebellion, until you have continued to fight this thing out. You know, this is what, if you hear in that message, it's not what it's, you're hearing it, but you're not getting it. In that message that I had made for Malik, who incidentally I'm still in contact with all these years later, and only just recently has Malik kind of gotten back on his own, where he kind of stumbled again and was fumbling around, and he started coming to me for a bunch of help. And I said, brother, you can't depend upon me. You have to do what you know you need to do. You've quit reading your Bible. You've quit praying. You've allowed yourself to cool off. The enemy is getting a position of power in your life. Your heart's cooling off. You need to go do what you did at first, just as Jesus Christ commanded. And now he's back and he's learned so much and so appreciative from, you know, that experience. You cannot get this from a message, Joshua. You can only have awareness. You cannot have the experience from listening to my recordings. You cannot have the grace from listening to my recordings. You can apprehend the desire for grace. You can have awareness for the situation, awareness for hope, but you cannot have the actual experience of victorious Christian living by listening to a message. You have to work it out and repeat it day after day. And the message that I had made for Malik, the missing power from your life, is that it's going to take a lot of time. This is where people get so discouraged and they give up. Is it takes years, my friend, Joshua. It takes years. It's so much longer than you're going to ever believe. And God will get you through it. You don't have to listen to the years right now and go, I just can't do that. I'm really frustrated with where I'm at and I'm just ready to give up, Mike. No, Christ will help you. He's elected you. He will help you. He will keep you from falling. You have to exercise your will to want to stay abiding in Christ, to want to do his will, to want to do what pleases him. And you have to put in your disciplines. I would ask you, how's your Bible reading going? Are you reading the Bible every day? Are you keeping your mind renewed? Because if you're keeping your mind renewed, you're not going to be falling into sin like this. If you're staying in prayer, you're not going to be falling into sin like this. It's when you let go of the Bible reading and things cool off and somehow or another you think, oh, I'm good. I did the John 7:17 challenge. I'm a super mini Christian now. Super mini Jesus. No, you're not. Every single day you go from a hero to a zero. Yesterday is gone. The only thing you can remember is to learn from your mistakes and remember the great things and wonderful things the Lord may have done for you. But today you start at zero. You need fresh grace, fresh prayer, fresh devotional time, fresh Bible reading in order to stay fresh in the Lord. give us this day our daily bread. He's not talking about bread. He primarily speaks of spiritual bread. Remember, Jesus, who says, give us this day our daily bread, says, do not work for food which spoils, but for food which endures to eternal life. So we are working for and need to receive every day that daily bread of the Lord's grace. And you have to put one foot in front of the other day after day. And you never give up. You never give up. You don't quit. You keep going. When you fall, you get right back up and you keep going and you repent and you, God, I'm sorry, help me. And you keep going and you fall and you stumble again. You get right back up. God, help me. I'm sorry. And you keep going. And what you find is you look up 10 years later and you're like, wow, I'm sinning so much less than I used to. This is amazing. I'm falling into sin. You cannot possibly be living in this. If you were, if you could live in it, you wouldn't have sent me an email. There'd be no need if you were not a Christian, if you were not born again, for you to send me an email and say, brother, I'm back struggling in sin. I've fallen again. Well, that the reason is because you can't sin. It's because you're born again. The Holy Spirit is trying to grieve you to get you to turn from this. But at the same time, He is not going to do it apart from you. Every single day has to be done in conjunction with the Lord. Jesus is never ever, until the day He comes into your room, picks you up and coddles you like a baby out of your bed, makes your bed for you and puts your clothes on you and sits you on the couch and puts the Bible on your lap. Until that day comes, it is dependent upon you to seek the grace of Christ every single day. That is what Christians and we, I'm not speaking of just other Christians. I'm speaking of me. This is my indignation is towards all of us, towards the human condition, that we are leaky vessels. If you do not fill it up every day, it's going to leak out. Your problem is you've stopped reading the word. You've stopped devotions. You've stopped prayer. And that's what happens. Your heart cools off and sin becomes attractive to you. It's really simple. It's really simple. If you once had it, go back, Jesus says, and do what you did at first. He says, remember the height which you have fallen, Revelation chapter 2. I think it's like verse 5 or verse 6. Remember the height from which you've fallen. Go back and do the things you did at first, or if you do not, I will come and remove your lampstand. So Jesus is incredibly merciful. You don't want to take advantage of the mercy, but it's there for you when you do stumble unknowingly, unwillingly. And when you make mistakes and you cave into your own weakness. And I'm not telling you anything that I haven't said 1,000 times in all my messages. There is nothing new under the sun as it comes to walking with Jesus. It's about the basics. You have left off. I don't even need to ask. You have left off your daily reading and devotional time with the word and prayer. You have to live by prayer in everything with prayer and petition. How many things? Everything, Philippians 4, 6, and 7, submit your request to God. In everything by prayer, the grace that you need by prayer, the forgiveness of the sin you need by prayer, the fear of God you need by prayer, the keeping of yourself from falling by prayer. God will keep you, but you have to access everything of that grace by the reading of the word and by prayer. You keep doing that, you'll stay on the straight road. Brother, don't give up. It takes many years to sometimes get to this place of freedom. Listen, I've told this story. I know you've heard it before. If you read the book, Deeper Experiences of Famous Christians, it's anywhere between 4 years and 20 years that these great famous Christians finally went from struggling and falling and struggling and falling and struggling and falling and up, down, down, you know, up days, down days, great peace, no peace, great peace, no peace. That doesn't happen for me anymore. Those days are behind me. And they were not for a long time, and they were not for all these famous Christians, but the day will come, you will receive a filling, an endowment of power, the second blessing of the Holy Spirit, and those days will be behind you, these ridiculous days where you keep being drug into like a dog to its vomit. This is pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic. I'm not saying you're pathetic. We are pathetic. The condition of humans is absolutely pathetic. We have a beast living inside of us. We're absolutely horribly corrupt. We can't even go a few days without the help of Jesus Christ. I can't either. The only reason I'm not emailing you going, Brother Joshua, I've stumbled into sin again, man. I mean, I don't know what to do about this. I mean, I've read the John 7:17 challenge. Heck, I wrote the John 7:17 challenge. Joshua, I have it sitting beside me every day and I got testimonies and man, I just keep falling into sin and I just don't know what to do and I need help, brother. The only reason it's not me emailing you is because I'm putting in those daily disciplines. I've learned through years of experience that Michael Criswell cannot make a single day without Bible reading, without prayer, without my devotional time before the Lord. It has to come first. I don't do well if I don't eat breakfast. I mean, I can do it, but I don't do super well. I certainly don't do well if I went all day without eating. I can't do anything well without reading the Word. I have to draw from Him. I'm weak. I have to abide in Him daily, or I will not make it. And these temptations, the Satan, all that I get attacked, I would instantly fall into all of this mess if it were not for daily drawing the grace of Christ. So don't beat yourself up. Beat up the human nature in you. The human nature in you is pathetic. The human nature in me is pathetic. It's horrible. That's why I cannot wait to be saved from this wretched man that we are completely. Thanks be to the Lord Jesus Christ, who gives us His Spirit and grace and His righteousness. Romans 5:17, we're able to rule and reign over all this death and sin in our life because of that. You will get there, but you're not going to get there without a battle, and you're not going to get there without time. Don't give up, Joshua. Don't be one of those ones who quits. You follow Brother Michael's example. I'm just now celebrating 10 years of ministry, 10 years of fighting hell in order to bring messages like this to people like you. 10 years of fighting Satan, 10 years of fighting mockers, people who come with all kinds of slander, 10 years of horrible flaming arrows in my mind, 10 years of intense suffering, 10 years of losing everything. And why do I not give up? Why is it that I'm proving to be relentless, just like my website says? Is it because of me? Is it because I'm stronger than you? No. It's because Jesus in me is stronger than you. Jesus's grace in me is stronger than the grace in you. I'm receiving more grace than you. I'm not better than you. I'm better off than you. You see? And the reason is I'm telling you, follow my example. You don't catch a day started with Michael Criswell not coming in here and spending hours. I'm just now finishing at 7:33. I've been awake since 3 o'clock this morning. I wake up at around 3:15. I usually listen for 45 minutes to an hour. I'll listen to an audiobook of the Puritans. I go to sleep every night listening to the Psalms. And then once I get up anywhere between 4:15 and 4:30, have coffee. I've sat here now for 3 hours. I've been reading the Word, reading devotions, reading books for 3 hours. You may not have the 3 hours. You may have 30 minutes. Give the Lord what you can and allow Him every day to make a daily habit of that. Now I'm up and I'm ready, prepared to go do a day's worth of work. I'm charged up. I have grace not only to do what I need to do, but now I have grace to help someone like you today. I have an overflowing amount of grace. You see? I'm not struggling with, oh, Lord, I don't want to fall into that sin. No, that's way behind me, and it will be for you one day as well. I'm not saying that I can't be tempted, but I'm not struggling with this whole like, oh man, I just fell into sin. No, I'm not walking in, living in any known sin, thanks be to the Lord Christ. And you can do that too. And brother, there is such freedom. Ah, such freedom in Christ. So don't give up this battle. It's a battle. You're fighting against a terrible, terrible devil called self. He's far worse than the devil the Bible talks about. The devil of self is the far greater beast. He's going to be there every single day. The devil can't be there every single day. He's not omniscient. He's not omnipresent. Your flesh is omnipresent. And he's omniscient. He knows everything there is to know about you, and he's there with you every single day. You can never shake him. He's a horrible devil, but you can receive grace to put down the misdeeds of the body by the power of the Spirit. And if you walk according to the Spirit, you are a son of God. Romans 8. Go read it. Romans 8:14. Those who are led of the Spirit are sons of God. Okay? Joshua, you keep going. You don't give up, man. Don't give up. It's a life of hell, fire, gnashing teeth. Even if you were to just barely get in somehow by the skin of your teeth as one only escaping the flames, you'll have an eternity of regret of what your life could have been, that it could have stood for something. You could have brought more people in the kingdom. You could have had more eternal rewards. You could have brought more glory for God. All of eternity, this life, it's flashing by our eyes. It's getting darker and darker. You need to take this more and more seriously. Get your heart right with God every single day. You know, the Levites, there's a passage of scripture. It's Leviticus 6:12. I want you to go look at this verse. The fire of the altar must be kept burning. It must not go out. Must not go out. Every morning, the priest is to add firewood and arrange the burnt offering on the fire and burn the fat of the fellowships on it. The fire must be kept burning on the altar continuously. It must not go out. Do you know this is a picture? Old covenant, external reality. New covenant, you and I are in, internal reality. This, we are all priests for the Lord in the new covenant. The fire on the altar. Hebrews 12, Romans 12 says, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, right? Your life is the altar. You must keep your life before the Lord, your spirit on fire. Every single day it has to be kept burning. It must not go out. When it goes out, the enemy gets the ascent. The flesh gets the ascent in your life. Every morning, the priest is to add firewood. You see, what I've just done is I've spent 3 hours this morning stoking the fire. I'm on fire for the Lord this morning. It's only 7:30. I woke up from bed. I walk out. I'm already on fire before I even step my foot on the ground, Joshua. I'm on fire. I go to the kitchen to make my coffee and I have a smile on my face. There's already been firewood added to this fire. I've already arranged the burnt offering myself on the fire and the fat of the fellowship offerings, my devotions, my prayer time, my Bible reading. They're already on the altar this morning. I'm keeping the fire burning. Listen to this. It uses the word must. It must not go out. Verse 13, the fire must be kept burning. It must not go out. Three times in two passages, the Lord uses the word must, must, must. I want you to think of this every day. Every single day you get up and you do not do your from the heart devotions to the Lord, prayer and Bible reading, you are letting your fire go out. You are violating a wise command of the Lord to not let your fire go out. Do you remember how Paul told Timothy, fan into flame the gift that is in you. Fan into flame. You have to fan it every day with the word of God, every day with prayer, every day with your devotions. If you do not, the fire is going to go out. Tyler and I have made a lot of fires. He loves fire. So for a year, he's been making quite a number of fires. And I said to him, I said, Tyler, I said, have you seen how hard it is to get the fire started? But once you get it going, it's very easy to maintain it. And it becomes very difficult at some point to put out if you've maintained it well. It's very difficult to get a fire started, especially if the wood's not 100% dry. It takes a lot of effort to get a really hot fire. You can get a flame going, but that's not a fire. A fire is when you got the coals and it's hot and it's burning, and you can put another piece of wood on that fire effortlessly and it burns. But you don't put the first piece of firewood down and it just catches on fire. You have to start with a little tiny small fire. You have to start with something very humble like pine needles or maybe some dry pine cones or some dry little sticks, kindling, little bitty tiny things that will catch fire because you don't have a lot of fire. You have to start with something very small. But once that gets going, you can build a fire from a fire and you can maintain the fire from the fire. And then you get these hot coals going. Even if you were to take and dump a bunch of water on it, you can actually still, if you haven't put all the coals out, you can turn around and rekindle that fire off of that fire. Do you know, we have actually gone to bed at, say, 9 o'clock at night, where the fire mostly burned down. And I'm able to get up the next morning and go out in prayer, and I'll be just walking in the other field in prayer, and I'll look over and I'll see smoke coming out of the fire pit. And I walk over there, and there'll sometimes be a little flame left in that fire pit. Sometimes Tyler has come out, seen the little tiny flame, and built an entirely new fire from yesterday's flame that went out, showing you that it's actually more difficult to put the fire out once you have it roaring and you've kept it and you maintain it. And you know something, I don't know how much you know about fire, but if you want to keep the fire going, you have to tend the fire. You have to move the logs around. The logs will begin to move as they burn. They'll begin to shrink and burn. And sometimes you need to flip them over on the other side. Sometimes they'll fall on each other and block off some of the air. So if you really know how to keep a good fire going, you have to tend those fire logs and move them around and keep them going. And if you put in, and that doesn't take much effort, but keeping a fire is not maintenance free. And it requires that about every 20 minutes or so, 15, 20 minutes, you're going to have to make an adjustment on that fire. If you want to keep it hot, if you want to keep it going, you're going to have to keep adding the wood. If you do not add wood to this fire every day, don't be surprised when your fire goes out and then you have to send an email to a guy who wrote a book about telling you not to have your fire go out. Because you let your fire go out. You have a responsibility. Notice it wasn't the Lord who kept the fire going for the Levites. I mean, it's the Lord's altar. It's the Lord's sacrifice. It's the Lord is the focus. He could very easily just have it to where when the Levites woke up, poof, there's a nice crackling hot fire. Does he do it? No. They had to get up every day as part of their routine to serve the Lord and keep that fire going. It was never to go out. That is a picture, Leviticus 6:12, mark it down, of what you need to focus on. That's God's word to you, to not let your fire go out, Joshua. And not be surprised if you skip one day. Don't be surprised. Don't think that you can get up today and you're going to have a great day in the Lord if you missed your Bible time. Nope, you didn't put any firewood on the fire. You're going to come home this evening and you're going to have very little fire. All you may see is smoke. And you're going to find yourself over there huffing and puffing and desperately trying to get the fire back going again and hoping and praying, oh God, let this fire not go out. Is that not exactly what you're going through right now? There's a little bit of smoke coming off of your fire pit. But right now you're having to, and I'm having to come over to you, to your fire pit and go, hey man, your fire's going out. I'm having to take some of the wood from my pit and throw it on yours and blow to get this fire to go back again. Not because I failed to put fire on your fire pit, because you failed to put fire on your fire pit. I'm not saying this to condemn you, but to rebuke you, correct you, instruct you. Keep the fire going. You want to know how Brother Michael makes it? People think I have such strong faith and they think I must have some secret. You know how where it starts? Anything I have that is considered a favor of the Lord, extra grace of the Lord. You know where it starts? It starts from me daily making a fire with the Lord. Every day, my mom will testify. She used to testify all the time when I was living in their house. She literally said, more confident I am than the sun coming up that day is that when I come out at 9 o'clock, I see my son sitting in that chair reading the word of God or in prayer. I was building a fire, and now that fire has lit thousands. Let this fire light you today. You start today, put wood back on your own fire pit. Get back to doing what you did at first, and you'll no longer question why you stumbled and fell away from the Lord. God bless you in Jesus' name.